You're listening to a message from Victory. In view of God's mercy, let us live out the gospel by loving God and others. Join us as we continue the book of Romans in our series, The Gospel Expressed.
Hello, good afternoon, Victory Metro East. Wow, what an honor to be part of our worship service this afternoon. It's been a long time. It's been 7 months from the time that we experienced a lockdown. And again, the mission continues. We're here to honor God and make disciples. And we want to say thank you for sticking out and being part of this worship service online faithfully. Grabe. So tuloy-tuloy pa rin po tayo. Well, praise God. I want to continue our series from last Sunday when we talk about Romans chapter 12, 1 to 3. This time we're going to talk about, of course, still verse 8, Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 21. But I want to read to you, all right, just verse 9 first, and we're going to mention those following verses later on in the time of preaching. Is that okay? So here's what the Word of God says. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for everyone watching. I thank you for your faithful people, Lord, that even in this pandemic, we still continue to hold on to you towards your word. And we declare you as our shepherd, that truly, Lord God, you are our great shepherd and we are your people, your sheep. And I'm asking, Lord God, by the power of your grace, that you continually, Lord God, move us, work in our lives, at the same time, understand who we are based on the gospel. Father, thank you. Enable us, Lord God, to understand and act on the preaching of your word, that we are not just hearers, but doers of your word. We commit this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Wow. I'm very sure to all of you who's Lakers fans, you are all rejoicing, all right, because finally LeBron James have won another championship, all right, in his mark. And true enough, okay, kung Lakers fans po kayo, congratulations. Pero di ba may mga Miami Heat fans din, lalo na kasi yung coach noon is a Filipino. And of course, I'm sure one of these days they will make a comeback, all right, with Coach Spo, all right, a Filipino coach. So we look forward that one day we're going to win our Miami Heat. And so obviously, lahat kayo mga Lakers fans, hindi po ako Laker fan, okay? Ano ba ako? So hindi ko pa alam. Wala na kasi yung ano eh, yung special team natin eh. Hindi ko na sasabihin, but during the time of the finals in Game 5, LeBron James was doing everything he can to win the championship, but he failed. Game 5. It took Game 6. Game 6 was a turnaround when they made a different plan where the coach would highlight that it will take the whole team to win games. It will take the whole team to win championships. And true enough, that happened in Game 6. There was a turnaround that took place that caused the Lakers to win the championship in Game 6. The series that we have gone through from the time that we started this in the book of Romans, ito po tinatawag natin Gospel Explained, from Romans chapter 1 to Romans chapter 11, everything that Paul did was to lay down the foundational work for the people to understand what the true essential message of the gospel. And true enough, in Romans chapter 12, which it started last Sunday, there was a pivot, there was a turnaround. It was a turn of events from Gospel Explained to Romans chapter 1, verse till chapter 11, to Romans 12, where we shifted to Gospel Expressed. Yan. And so nagkaroon po tayo ng shift. And because of the word that was mentioned last Sunday where it says, In view of God's mercy, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. Now, since we have experienced, okay, the mercy of God, what do we do next? Our lives are living sacrifice. Now, we can serve the church. Now, we can reach out others. Now, we can be the conduit of the gospel, from gospel explained to gospel express or gospel demonstration. And the scripture that we read here, actually it's from verse 9. Imagine from verse 9 to 21, speaks of the title of this, Marks of a True Christian. And so sinasabi po nung first verse, let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. In other translation, it says, let love be sincere, or let love be without hypocrisy. When I was reading this, I began to realize, you know what? Knowing myself and probably the others, there's no way we can love genuinely. We could love at first, but ibig sabihin, I could love perfectly. You know what? We got to check first the original meaning of this. And just want to submit to you, looking at the word love genuinely here, the original meaning in Greek is called agape, God kind of love. And true enough, all right, since Paul says we could love sincerely, we could love genuinely, it is possible for us to love with this kind of love unless we first experience this so-called agape, God kind of love. And so what is this love? Agape love is selfless. It is sacrificial love. It is unconditional love. It is the highest form of love in the Bible. So for us to love genuinely, for us to love sincerely, for us to love with pure motive, the only way is for us to receive God's love through Christ. And we all need God's love, isn't it? But yet, when Paul wrote this letter, he was writing to the church in Rome, particularly the Christians, where we could say, we have received God's love through Christ. We have received God's love through Christ. And since we have received God's love through Christ, and the next one says, abhor what is evil. In other translations, sabi po, hate what is evil. We can only hate what is evil if we receive the love of God through Christ. It is possible to hold fast to what is good, to cling to what is good, if we receive the love of God through Christ. It is only possible if we ourselves experience the love of God. And he basically extended that to us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, alam po natin yun, but God demonstrates his love for us than this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Namatay po si Lord sa atin. Ipinakita po niya yun by sacrificing with this unconditional love, with this selfless love for us, so that we will understand what agape, God kind of love, through Christ. Can you say amen? So we have received God's love through Christ. And so therefore, as we receive God's love, then love becomes tangible. Ayan po. So then, we could extend the outworking of God's love. In fact, in Romans chapter 12, verse 10 to 13, sabi po rito, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. With these four verses, I'd like to submit to you that I believe this pertains to the way we treat our church community. I believe it pertains to treating, with God's love in us, treat our church community, not only our church community in Victory, but even the body of Christ. And so, since we receive God's love through Christ, we could say we have Christ's love to love others. Now we could say boldly, we have Christ's love, and since we have Christ's love, then we could love others. Sabi po rito nung next, love one another with brotherly affection. Ano po ba ibig sabihin ito? Alam niyo po tayong lahat, di naman po tayo, di ba, mabubuhay dito sa mundo kung wala tayong pamilya. One way or the other, somehow, somebody took care of us and raised us up in a family. And you know what? In our immediate family, the Word of God says, the way we treat our brothers and sisters, just like the way we treat our immediate family. But then, you know what? I cannot kiss my sister their lips. I cannot show all this. Yes, there's a point of affection, but it's also with boundaries. And that's important to point out. As we treat others like a family, then we also are to protect one another. We are to treat one another with respect and dignity, with love and honor, and with purity. Treat our brothers and sisters with absolute purity. The next one says, outdo one another in showing honor. Alam niyo po, honor is not something that I know. I understand what honor is only when I became a Christian and I'm part of Victory. Nakita ko po yung ano ibig sabihin na honor, yung maski ang dami mong mali, yung mga leaders mo naniniwala pa rin sa'yo and speak highly of you. Maski may ginawa kang hindi maganda, alam nyo, hindi niya pinapoint out yung mali. Ina-highlight pa nga yung mga ginawa mong kabutihan. And experience ko po ito, no? Part of my job right now, I have a new assignment. I'm covering right now Victory Estancia. We launched Victory Mandaluyong last Sunday, and Pastor June, Doc June Aguilar is the one pastoring the church, and I took over also as part of my assignment here in Metro East, Antipolo, and of course in Pasig. So I oversee and start leading our church in Estancia. And last Sunday was a powerful moment when we started to honor one another. And Doc June honored me, I honored him, and we honored the bishop and Pastor Gilbert. And there's some exchanges of us with words, kind words, and just the love for one another with brotherly love. And what a moment that we all experienced that. And guess what? Because the Bible says, outdo one another in honor. And that's what we experience. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. I believe this. The word fervent here means fire. It means passion. And we Christians, we believers, need to set an example towards other believers in terms of serving the Lord. I want to ask you a question. Kamusta naman po tayo? Does your fervency die down in this pandemic? Well, it's okay. We can get back to the ball game and still be on fire, you know, with our love for God, with our passion for God in serving Him. I believe it speaks of us being an example, because the underlying force in our service to God is our love for God. And what keeps us on fire for God is our love for Him, His Word, and our walk with God and with Jesus. Can you say amen? Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. You're talking about Christ's character here displayed. In this pandemic, are we rejoicing in hope, or hope is a problem? The Word of God says, because we experience the love of Christ, guess what? We could love one another and show this kind of rejoicing. At the same time, the character of patience in suffering and tribulation, at the same time, being constant in prayer, meaning being faithful in prayer. Are we still praying with our Unite 7:14, with our 8:20 p.m.? You know, I'm so glad that even my leadership group, they're still praying even at this moment. Wala pong patid. Dahil yung po sinasabi ng Bible, mag-example po tayo with Christ's character, because we have the love of Christ. And I want to say, love should be displayed through Christ's character towards the saints. That is why the next verse, in verse 13 says, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. I'm overwhelmed and grateful because I've seen this generosity in our own church. Especially to all of you Victory Group leaders, to all of you pastors. I want to commend our team for extending and showing generosity to those people who are in need. We extend and give money, food, and even clothing, and even those the frontliners who need some, di ba, the gadgets or, you know, the covering or the shield in their everyday living. We were there to extend that. And I'm privileged and I'm grateful to really to be part of Victory Metro East. I want to honor you. I want to say thank you for continuously looking for opportunities to be a blessing. And that's who you are. And I want to say thank you, all right, for those who partner with us. Sa mga Victory Campus Missionaries po natin, sa ENC, Every Nation Campus Missionaries po natin, sa Real Life Scholars po natin, submissions po natin, na continue lang po yung ginagawa natin, miski may pandemic, at sa mga partners po natin as part of this, we want to say thank you for contributing to the works in advancing God's kingdom. All right, now in verse 14, there's a shift here that happened. And so Paul started to say, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so after as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is so important. Love should be demonstrated through Christ's example towards the lost. The world out there, particularly those who are our enemies. And since we have the love of Christ, guess what? We are to express Christ's love to win others. I want to say that. Again, we express Christ's love to win others. Do you have a persecutor now? Are there people bashing you? Are there people insulting you? Are there people who speak big time, all this negativity, trying to attack your character? Are there people who's like that to you? You know what the Word of God says? Do not fight back, but bless them instead. Pray for them. Those people who cursed you, speak blessing to them. And there are a lot of times where I encounter people cursed me. And thank God that by His grace, you know, I'm very reactionary guy. I easily give in to my flesh. But praise God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy that I could speak blessing to those people who cursed me. What about you? Would you do that to those people if they bash you on social media? Would you speak blessing instead? Sabi po ng Bible, rejoice those who rejoice. Weep those who weep. I'm sure for the Lakers fans, you are rejoicing with the Lakers. But there's also people who are weeping for the Miami Heat. And I remember just a story of two of the leaders that I raised up in Victory U-Belt. Two gentlemen and one who's a lady, and they were friends. Three of them were close friends. And as you know, we are advancing God's kingdom, two of these brothers, these two gentlemen started to, you know, to love and like and fall in love with this lady who's a co-worker. And so both of them talked to me about it, and guess what? We had a gentleman's agreement. Okay, a gentleman's agreement. And the agreement was, whoever is the person that the lady will choose, all right, no hard feelings, all right. And so they started courting, and in other words, made the best man win. Okay, and true enough, one guy, we could say gentleman A, won that agreement. And so he was rejoicing, and I was rejoicing with him. But this fellow, gentleman B, is also a brother, a leader that I raised. And so he was weeping and mourning, and so I was there weeping with him. I mean, what a scenario that, yes, you are rejoicing, but you're also weeping. You're also mourning. And The same way with God's heart, there are moments of because of Christ's love that we express it towards others, that they may see the compassion in us. And they may also see the joy of not being jealous and being envy, but rejoicing to those people who are rejoicing as well. The Word of God says, live in harmony with one another. I want to promise you one thing in this walk, and maybe you have experienced this. We will all experience offenses. You will be offended. Sinasabi natin parati to, since we're a relational being. And church community functions through relationship. We, in one way or the other, will experience getting hurt, either through actions, through words, in social media. How do you deal with that? All right? And the Word of God says, for you to overlook an offense, it has to come from Christ's love. And so many times I've been offended, all right? And I just want to... And praise God for His grace. I'm still around. Why? Because I happen to forgive. I happen to overlook those offenses. And I'll not be the leader that I am today if not for this moment that the Lord test me with this test called offense test. And there'll be others. People close to your family members, your victory groups, okay? Your victory group leaders. Our people, we will offend one another, but are you willing to forgive? My friends, listen, since we have Christ love, then we can love one another. Amen? So, do not be haughty, but associate with lowly people. Folks, never look down on others, regardless of the background. But I hope as a church, we're willing to associate. It's despite of all the economic backgrounds, all the ups and downs, that we are there for people no matter what, especially the lowly. That's why we're not leaving the poor. We're after the poor. We're reaching out for the poor as well. The Word of God says, haughty is a pride mingled with some degree of contempt, that we put down on people because of pride. Alam niyo ba yun? Pag ganun po ang iniisip natin, you're fighting for your right. Hindi, tama ako eh. Eh, tama ako eh. Eh, sino bang mali? Ikaw mali, tama ako. Alam mo what? That comes from pride. And because of haughtiness, you pinpoint and put blame on others. You lash out the wrongdoing of a person and point the negative. And you're saying, I'm better than you. I'm right than you are. Well, my friends, it's not a matter of right. It is the matter of God's right. And what is God's right? God's right is this, that He gave His one and only Son, that He died for us. And since we have the agape, love of God through Christ, you know what? We can extend that love towards others. To those people who violated us, we can forgive. We can choose to be humble and be quiet. There are moments that the Bible says there's a time for everything, that we can be quiet and just shut up for the sake of not arguing with them. Because the Bible says next, let us be wise. Let there never be wise in your own sight. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but consider others better than you. That's always our mode, our posture. Others are better than us. That's why we're here to serve. Verse 19, my beloved. I'm sorry. The next one is, repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Huwag daw po natin bayaran yung mga kasamaan, sa kasamaan din. Pero isipin po natin yung gagawin natin bago po tayo magsabi ng di masama o ng masama o gumawa ng mga masama. Pag-isipan po natin. The Bible says, if possibly live peaceably with one another. And the way for us to do that is forgiveness. May mga kapitbahay po kami dito na talaga, may mga experience po kami na asawa ko na sinabiya kami ng ganyan. It doesn't matter. We extend forgiveness. We show love and show kindness. And that's very important that we choose to live at peace. Sabi po ng Bible sa verse 19, beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Sinasabi po ng Bible, ako ito anak. Ako yung bahala sa iyo. Okay, huwag kang gumawa ng hindi maganda. Ipaubaya mo na lang sa akin. You know, one of the things that it's important that we need to understand is the word trust. Sometimes we say, I trust God. I trust you, Lord, for this particular need. I trust you with finances. I trust you with my own struggle. I trust you, Lord, with my situation. But the very thing that it's hard to do is to entrust Him. And the Word of God says, in terms of people who hurt us, violate us, did injustice to us, can we entrust that to God instead of us doing the wrongdoing and paying back to all the things that they have done and said? Would you just trust God and pag-pray na lang natin sila? And it goes on to say in verse 20, to the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. You know, the Word of God says that we act in accordance to the opposite attitude. Those people whom consider as enemies, would you feed them? Would you do something kind, something good? Would you overlook that offense? Would you feed and give them, bless them and give them something to drink and just bless them with money and whatever needs that there is? The Bible says, if you do this, you will heap burning coals on his head. You know, what actually meant is this. You are magnifying the wrongdoing of what they have done, okay, by repaying acts of kindness in order for them to realize their guilt so that one day they will turn to God in repentance. Galing po, ano? Ang ibig pala sabihin ng heaping burning coals on their heads is, you know, we repay them with kindness so that in return, the Lord will move and cause them to convict their hearts so that they will in turn, because of that right attitude and acts of kindness, they will turn to God in repentance and give their lives to Christ. Amen? Last but not the least, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We talked about the love of God last time. We did say that the love of God is overwhelming. And we have this love of Christ. And there is an identity in the book of Romans that says, diba, that we are more than conquerors through Christ who love us. It's the overcoming, the underlying motive of us, the reason why we can overcome evil and exemplify the goodness and the kindness of God is simply because of love. And the Word of God says, love covers a multitude of sin. The reason why we can forgive, because we receive forgiveness. That we could extend acts of mercy because we receive acts of mercy. And that's why the Word of God says, because of God's mercy, in view of God's mercy, we offer our bodies, ourselves, as living sacrifice. This is our act, our spiritual act of worship. My friends, Gospel Express is God's love in action through you. Let me say that again. Because we have received God's love through Christ, and because we have Christ's love, we can love others. And because the love of God is in us, then we can express Christ's love to win others, especially the lost. And I would say, Gospel Express is God's love in action to you. Amen? Can we just pray right now? Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for this moment, that everyone who's watching this online worship service, whatever situation we're into, Lord, may we assess ourselves. Lord, are we paying back, avenging the things that people have done wrongly to us? Lord, are we paying them the way they've done evil to us, or are we paying them with kindness and goodness? Lord, I pray by the power of your grace, fill us with your love. Fill us afresh with your love, that we may be an example of what is to extend your love towards others. Father, I speak blessing upon every person who's here today. And Lord, I pray that we will be an example of your love, that truly you have demonstrated your love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If you're watching this, maybe your first time, second time, if you've never encountered the love of God, you cannot love unless you experience the love of Christ. And you know what? The love was expressed through you, to you through Christ. Question is, would you receive God's love today? You can receive it by you acknowledging that you're a sinner. And because you're a sinner, you can repent and turn to God and ask God for His forgiveness so that you may be filled with His love. Can I pray for you right now? If this is your first time, you've never given your surrender your life to Christ, can I pray for you? Let's bow our heads right now. Lord, for those people who's watching this, that you have touched their hearts, I want you to say this prayer out loud. Say this: Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I repent of all my sins and turn to you as the God of love. Lord, I trust you with what Jesus did for me on the cross when you died for me and surrendered your life. And because of what you've done, you've showed and demonstrated your love for me. Lord, here I am. I offer my life. Take my life. And this day on, I'll acknowledge you as my supreme Lord, my master, my savior, my ruler, my friend, my forgiver, the one who will change my life. Lord, have your way. Change my life. I want to know you in a greater way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I pray for that person. If you pray that prayer, would you right now respond to our chat box by saying, I pray this prayer. Would you say that right now? To those of you watching, please do respond. We were going to get back to you. And our journey with Christ is so important. And so we want to make sure that you do this because we want to pray for you and make sure that we bless you and make sure that you're part of us in this journey called victory, that we're here to honor God and make disciples. Amen. Well, once again, God bless you all. May we be filled with the love of Christ, and may we express the love of Christ by loving others, winning others, because God is using us and is using the church for His glory and honor. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. God bless you all. See you again next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.